We spend $57 billion a year in New York State on education, and quite frankly, our performance is falling off a cliff. We had to do something.
Regents Chancellor Tisch says long before Race to the Top, there were concerns about the state raising its learning standards.
We had an opportunity to get a grant from the federal government to implement standards that we had been part of developing to a very large extent.
But many have questioned the state for using those federal standards of Race to the Top to push out Common Core. The state received Race to the Top funding in 2010. It helped many struggling school districts that took big hits from the state's fiscal crisis in 2008. Tisch makes no apologies for accepting the federal Race to the Top funding and a promise to begin Common Core.
We are well aware of the fiscal complications that school districts are in now for a variety of reasons. We are well aware of the challenges.
The Regents Chancellor says she realizes there's been much disdain about Common Core, but in the long run, she truly believes it will work for students. Other states have actually come to the Regents asking to use their tests. WBFO News also questioned Tisch about parents telling their children to opt out of standardized testing.
And the opting out kind of breaks my heart for a variety of reasons, right? We couldn't mandate what to do because if our guidance said you must create a physical ed program or an art program, that would just require more resources towards non-targeted instruction and curriculum.
Districts are allowed to design their own opt-out policy. Some allow students to read and study during the testing, but others only allow sit and stare. Tisch is encouraging all parents not to opt out of those tests for their children. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.